time is 7 after the hour. Hello. Welcome to the instantaneous news alert. Danger, danger, ladies. And I guess for the few guys that wear lipstick.
Or you could kiss a woman and get right?
Right, exactly. All right, so Jennifer has the update. Jennifer Horn and Kenny are here with me. Lipsticks and glosses. Mm-hmm. These are made in China, these lipsticks and glosses that are a problem, or where are these?
They're just in general, it looks like. Prior research has had people concerned over the presence of lead in lipstick.
Yeah, right.
But this new study that's out is the first to suggest that many popular lip products that you're also that you're probably using right now contain cadmium, chromium, aluminum, and other metals, some at levels that may be harmful.
All right. Aluminum is very, very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, in my lip glosses and lipstick, look at the underarm deodorant product.
Right. That's
or any perspirant, whatever it is that you are using, and check the label out. We are always talking about labels. Look at the label. Look and see what your food is. What's the, you know, what's in this can of pears or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you will find things that are not cool. Well, in
cadmium,
this circumstance,
for instance, will give you bad kidney issues.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Put it on your body. Your body absorbs. Remember we talked about this product that we're now spending a lot of time talking about, Provia. Which cleans the pores in your hair to get the hair to grow. Well, the reason that the pores are plugged up is because you have used creams and lotions and perhaps conditioning products, soaps, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. that are not good. They've been cheaply made. They plug up the pores, those little teeny holes. If you look at your arm, all right, everybody hold out your arm and see the hair. A lot of women don't have hair on their arms, but you can still see the pores. Your skin has these little teensy-weensy holes in them through which the hair may grow, but the skin breathes.
Well,
that's how you breathe.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you're putting things on your skin that are bad, it will absorb them into your system.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, in the case of what's on your head, it'll plug up the pores and the follicles. The hair won't come back again. But in this circumstance, the aluminum and these other metals, they cause all kinds of horrible things. If you use, I had a doctor tell me this a couple of years ago when I remember interviewing him, a friend of mine died of lymph cancer, which had started in the lymph nodes under his arms. So when you have a shower or a bath,
mm-hmm.
you're very wise if you feel, as you soap under your arms, if you feel, I'm doing this now, if we were on TV you could see it, if you feel under your arms, make sure there are no
lumps or bumps.
There. Exactly.
Sure.
Same thing in your groin, and same thing under your ear. Those are where the most important lymph nodes are. Under your ear, under your sort of chin and jaw. I'm moving around now. Keep the lymph nodes active and moving them around. Keeps the flow so some doesn't get stuck there. But why it gets stuck is because you put things like aluminum that's been absorbed into your skin there, and a lot of other things, perspiration. It's really messy, and that'll cause the lymph nodes to plug up, and you'll get a lump, and it'll become cancerous, and that'll be the end of you.
Wow. Thanks for that little take-you-through.
Well, that's really what happens.
Probably one of the most disturbing things about this story is that researchers that did the study on lip gloss and lipstick said that if you just use an average rate, like if you apply lipstick an average amount of times throughout the day, that you're exceeding your daily amount of
limit.
This is the ones they've tested. They tested drugstore and department store brands between $5 and $24. So that's a pretty good study. That's about what lipstick costs.
It is.
But what's crazy is that their average rate for applying lipstick is twice a day. Do you know how many more times a day I apply lipstick than that?
I would bet four times more than that.
Oh, at least. And I think I'm not the only one. I think women apply lipstick more than twice a day. And so that means we're getting, that's a lot. At two times a day, we're already exceeding our limit for these metals.
Right. All right. So the folks at California School of Public Health are all over this. The researchers are looking at eight different lipsticks, as Jennifer is suggesting. The metals that we're most concerned about, these that she just went through, and serious what, kidney problems?
Mm-hmm. With cadmium, sure.
Yeah, all right. So where did it go?
You know, I remember a story that we talked about probably 6 months ago about the same thing, you and I on the show. Mm-hmm. And I remember them saying that the levels were higher in brighter color lipsticks. Now, it doesn't mention that in the story that I'm looking at, but the more pigment the lipstick had, the more high levels of metal it had.
I think I remember that.
Remember
yep.
that?
Yeah,
yeah,
I do. Mm-hmm. All right, so as they say, a word to the wise, that story, the story behind the story, is one of the things we posted today. What's new at DougSteffen.com is the story about lip products that you should be aware of. Coming up later in this hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us, and we have a recipe for some dinner fare that you will enjoy. So we'll pick up where we left off. It's been a while, I think, since... Why do I remember Louis hasn't been around for a while, for one reason or another?
Yeah, he was gone, I think, last week. Yep.
All right, so that's coming up later on in this hour of Good Day.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
Some music. Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
15 past the hour, quarter after the hour, Jennifer and Doug and Kenny, the dirt department here, with Reese Witherspoon making her first, I guess, appearance. She was on Good Morning America talking about her situation, the drunken... she referred to as the big drunken elephant in the room.
Yeah, and you know what? I think she's done a good job just kind of admitting it, talking about it.
Well,
coming
I mean, what else are you gonna...
She did it. I know.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of these people would just deny it or they wouldn't want to talk about it. I mean, she's done a good job just coming out a few days after saying, yeah, I was stupid and it won't happen again.
Yeah. Yeah. Brain. Some people say it's a brain fart. A brain fade would be a better way. Nobody is perfect. We're all going to have these moments. And it just, let it go. You don't want to practice having them. But once in a while, you know...
You don't want to practice. That's a good way to put it.
Right? You don't want to practice.
You don't want to be excellent at this. She was in court yesterday. She did plead no contest, by the way, to the charge.
All right. So this woman, who is named Pamela Bahan, worked as a housekeeper for the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
And I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 different things that are in this book about the Kardashians. And it's not just the younger Kardashians, doesn't look like either. Bruce and Chris, the mother, and he's the adopted father, right?
He
married.
Yeah.
Where's the real father?
Dead.
Oh.
Robert Kardashian.
What happened to him?
He died. Remember, he was OJ's lawyer.
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
He was
right.
a lawyer.
Yeah,
he
okay.
died. And
right.
so she had married. She married Bruce before he passed away. And so this nanny raised Courtney, Kim, Robert, and Khloe, the older ones, the older Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, we have all the way back to the teenage years. here is Chris criticizing Chloe over her weight, telling her she couldn't have a cookie because she was getting chubby. If that doesn't screw up, I mean, there are things that happen, and maybe there are ways of getting people to think about what, you know, they're eating. But if you have addressed this problem by giving good examples, then you don't need to talk. I mean, that's not the worst example. You got any other ones that are here that...
Well, I know the nanny said that Chris was a real pill to take and that she, I guess, went crazy because the nanny forgot to bring a vegetable in or broccoli, something. She forgot to pick something up at the grocery store, and Chris went kind of crazy. She also said Courtney had nothing to do with Bruce Jenner for a long time, that she would not even speak to him because it wasn't her dad. And that Kim was kind of the nice one, but definitely under the thumb of the mom, and that Chris was definitely always on Chloe for her weight issues. Those were, I think, the first things that I've seen anyway in the book.
It's just, under the circumstances, you just got to wonder. And here I am. I get criticized a lot for going down the same street, the Lindsay Lohan stories, the Kardashian stories, because we all just, it becomes a train wreck, and we glorify in it when there are so many other better examples. Or are there? Are we just so consumed with all of this stuff? Jada Pinkett Smith, wife to Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the Huffington Post about their so-called open marriage.
Right. She says it's not that open after all.
Well, what is? How do you define open marriage, please?
How I would define it is that they can have other romantic partners.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people define things all kinds of ways.
Well, so how do they define it? If that's not the definition, what does that mean?
I don't know. That's how I would define it. She was saying that she said that they, you know, each have their own separate lives and blah, blah, blah. She tried to kind of come back, I think, from what she originally meant, which is the rumors that have followed them is that they do have an open marriage and that they do have other romantic partners.
Well, what I heard was, I've heard this about Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris... What's his name?
Martin.
Mm-hmm. That they are. They agree that one weekend a year they'll go off with somebody else. That's what I've heard about the two of them. With these guys, the Smiths, it was more. Okay, they see somebody that they like. They go to the partner and say, "I like that person. Would you mind if I spend some time with him or her?" Did you hear that?
I've not heard that, no.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I didn't know it was pre-approved.
Both of them, yeah. Well, I think that's basically it, yeah. They allow each other to go with somebody else if they approve of that other person.
I'd have a hard
time.
Yeah, I would have a really hard time.
You either
doing that.
Are married or you're not married.
At some point, somebody likes someone more than the other person does.
Yeah.
It just doesn't ever.
Now, if you go to a weekend retreat and you have a couple and those sorts of things happen.
Then that's okay.
Well,
then that's got the Doug's approval on it. If there's another person involved.
Yeah. Anyway, food for thought. 20 after the hour and good day.
Discover card. So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
I don't recognize that voice anyway. I like listening to that voice.
It doesn't ever sound the same,
your
by
favorite.
The way. You never sound the same to yourself as other people
never.
Think you sound.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Beyonce tour called Mrs. Carter Show.
Because she's married to Jay-Z, whose last name is Carter. Oh. So she would be Mrs. Carter.
Got it. Okay. So Beyonce is here musically, and we got a hold of what the promoters call a rider.
Yes. A list of demands.
Man, this is a doozy.
I only want Fritos. I only want strawberries. That kind of deal.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Beyonce's list, very, very long. She even requests bathrooms with new toilet seats. Can't blame her for that. And red toilet paper. Now, I've never seen red toilet paper before. Yeah. And really not sure that I want to. That seems sort of disturbing,
ew,
I think.
Yeah, now that you think about it.
I mean, even the pink and the blue toilet paper kind of freaks me out. And they hardly even make that anymore. You should just
go through. This is the height of arrogance or whatever.
She wants her crew members all dressed in 100% cotton. Very nice. Mm-hmm. She wants alkaline water chilled to 21 degrees and served with $900 titanium straws. Got a hint, you can get 900 straws for a buck at the 99-cent store.
How do you even know these things exist?
Because you're rich and you have too much time on your hands.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
She wants hand-carved, not just regular old ones, hand-carved ice balls to be provided after her show to cool her throat.
Yeah, great.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Now, she's using the venue where she's performing in London, has a newly refurbished dressing room. She's using those, but she's also using the space that they set aside for entire sports teams. And she was able to do, the venue just let her do whatever she wanted to refurbish that space into her own little bit of heaven, right?
Unbelievable.
What is it like to be that out of touch?
Well,
you and I don't even know that red toilet paper exists. Where does it come from?
Let's turn this around a little bit, though.
Yes, please.
Let's think about it in the positive light that it is not necessarily meant to be in.
Okay.
Thinking about people like that who are successful and therefore deemed by some to have gotten there because they have confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to make it. They have confidence in themselves and their abilities. Excuse me. So they want to tell people or let people know that this is me. I am who I am.
No, they're demanding respect by
what I want
for this list.
Right.
Yes.
And that's what it is. It's confidence on demand, respect on demand, and whether or not it is value. I have often thought about confidence. Wonderful word, isn't it? Think about the word confidence. Oftentimes, excuse me, I just finished, a peanut and a cashew.
One of each.
One of each.
You're such a restrained man.
Oh, well, I know what happens if I have too many of them.
Yeah,
oftentimes, you forget about what you have done well or accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any trouble remembering the things that you've done wrong,
That's
right?
That's true.
The failures that stay top of mind.
You can have 1,000 good things, and you do one little slip up, and you'll remember that more, for
so,
sure.
When you need to be at your confidential best, that is, have lots of confidence, what do you do? Recall the failures? No. What you do is you, and this seems to be the human condition, it's much easier, I find this to be the case, in a nanosecond, you can bring up either the things that are wrong, that you've screwed up on, or the things, if you put yourself into the future tense, this guy's going to do this, so I'm going to do that to him. You know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mental IOUs about the things that were not good are nowhere near as important as the IOUs that underscore your success, because that's what it takes to boost your confidence, and that's why maybe Beyonce just has that sense about her. Right? She's done a lot with her website. She's done a lot on radio and television. She lip-synced well for the president's inauguration. All of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So, listen, let's think about her as being successful and able to get away with asking for those things.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Clay Wall, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes Breakthroughs for Babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here.
Remember? The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good day program with Chef Louis DeAngelis now joining Jennifer and Kenny and me for discussion of food, eating, healthy food, all that sort of thing. We were talking about confidence earlier, Louis, and in my mind, confidence is confidence. You're a pretty good example of someone who has taken confidence. You've learned around the food business for years. You've learned how the right way is to fix food, prepare food, display food. You've helped a lot of restaurants succeed where they otherwise might not have. So a tip of the hat to you as an example of having confidence, feeling confidence, focusing on, I'm sure there have been things that you've done that didn't work. We all have things that we've done. Every day on this radio program, I may try something and it doesn't work. So you don't say, oh my God, this is horrible, and I'm not going to do this anymore. No, you just keep going on to the next one. If you've done it well before, you can do it again. And that basically is what happens when somebody like you goes into a restaurant. You know what the formula is. So you know what my father used to say, why reinvent success? Take something that works. The radio business is probably the best example of that in the world, and maybe television, maybe entertainment in general. So here's one thing that works. Let's everybody do what that one thing is. And you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So let's translate that to how you help people when it comes to running restaurants. What do you do that you find works over and over and over again?
Well, you know, it's funny, Doug, because you and your show, me in a restaurant, it's exactly the same thing. And that's when you instill, you know, confidence is nothing more than instilling a passion for what you do. If I walk into a restaurant and I find that one of the line cooks or a server just doesn't have the passion for what they're doing, I have to replace them. Yeah. Because it's that passion that makes you want to butt your head up against the wall over and over until you get it right. It's that passion that just comes out. When you serve a dish, it might not be the best dish you made, but when you're passionate about it, you're friendly, you're happy, it just makes everything better. And I think that's a lot of what confidence is. If you love what you're doing, you know, the old saying, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life, and I think that really means something.
Yeah, Isn't that interesting? I love that. Chef Louis is here. We'll be doing his recipe of the week, which is posted at DougStefan.com. He'll go through all the ingredients. Is it Asian coleslaw? Did I see that? Is that where we are going?
Oh, no. We did Asian coleslaw 2 months ago, and I got a lot of emails saying, what about regular
coleslaw? Oh, regular coleslaw. All right. Okay,
so I put my favorite in with a little twist to it, of course, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
All right, so that's coming up in just a few minutes. In the meantime, there's a special sort of problem that I want to address with Louis in just a minute. So if you, it has to do with sugar, it has to do with things that we are ingesting that are just plain bad. So that's coming right up here. As we consider food, it's the food farm. We used to, what do we call it? Food, farm, and fun. The three F's? No, there was a four F, but I don't remember.
We can't talk about that one.
We'll leave that one on the table, but perhaps under the table. 22 before the hour with Chef Louis here on Good Day.
Over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/GE Lighting today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
20 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. Story at DougSteffen.com about people downing less sugar in their diets. There's a warning, Louis, from health experts suggesting Americans are still consuming too much sugar. 13% of the average adult daily calories come from added sugars in cake, soda, you name it. There is often sugar or a derivative of sugar that is added. Men consume about 335 calories a day from sugars. Women, 239 calories of sugars a day. Prepared foods, things. How many people actually add sugar? I'd ask you, Jennifer, I'd ask all of you, Louis, Jennifer, Kenny, how many of you actually add sugar to food that you're eating. You put sugar on whatever. I used to put it on my cereal. I don't actually. I haven't seen any sugar in my house for years.
I have sugar for when people come over for coffee and stuff, but I drink my coffee in a tea black, so I don't use it for that. And then the only time I use sugar is if I'm baking something, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Louis probably uses it.
You know, there's a lot of places you don't realize you're taking sugar, because if you eat a lot of fruit, even though it's all natural and everything else, sugar is sugar no matter what form it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just bombarding ourselves with it.
But does it have the same impact if it is fructose rather than regular sugar? Does it have a different impact on you?
Well, the impact is only in how slow or fast it burns in you, but it's still sugar calories. You know, calories are calories no matter which way you cut it. And these food preparation places, you know, they really feel, and they're right, that Americans want food sweetened. Mm-hmm. They don't want to actually taste that food.
But look at fast food places that spray their salads with sugar water so that you kind of get hooked on the taste.
And they spray the meat with it. They spray they spray all the stuff with the sugary stuff.
Yeah, and the fries.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's absolute. Look at the greens. You know, the recipes actually call for putting sugar in collard greens, mustard greens, et cetera. And you don't really need it. It's cool. You're changing the flavor of what you're eating, basically. And they know it. They know that Americans want food sweet. It's just terrible.
Well, is it just Americans, or is it something that's worldwide? Are we that unique?
Well, you don't find it in Italy. I know that.
You know.
I mean, you don't find it overseas, you know, and not like here. This is... just like Ken said, they even spray it on fries, you know, to get that bitterness out of it. I know restaurants that put it on steaks. They'll douse it
sugar
with
on steak.
Huh.
Yeah, to get rid of the acid taste of the beef.
Well, I guess barbecue sauce has a lot of sugar in it, and you're putting that on steak
sugar.
And ketchup, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm shocked.
I mean, it's everywhere you turn.
Yeah. I don't add anything. The only thing I put salt on now, once in a blue moon, if I have a baked potato, I put some butter on it or olive oil. I'll put a little salt on it. In the summertime, salt on the corn.
Yeah. Salt on corn and salt on eggs for me. I have to have salt there.
I'm off of eggs again. I was on them for a while. Now I'm off of them again.
Yeah, when you go to a good restaurant and they serve you a nice baked sweet potato, the first thing they give you is cinnamon sugar to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even cinnamon is laced with sugar now, which is cinnamon's a great addition to your diet. It helps slow the absorption of sugar in your system. What do they do? Add sugar to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's hard to get away from it.
All right, let's find out if sugar enters into our recipe of the week. Again, Chef Louis's recipes are listed from the very beginning. If you go to DougStephan.com, just below the vroom, vroom, vroom label and above where our comments are, the various, now we've got posted here, different websites that are important. Louis is the king of really great, unique recipes. So this great summer slaw that you're promoting, what do we put into it to come up with the greatest of all wonderful coleslaws?
Well, you know, once again, and I'm guilty, but there's 2 tablespoons of sugar in it. Because once you put vinegar, you know, white vinegar mixed with I use half and half in buttermilk as my base. Then you put the white vinegar and it starts to curdle it. You know, you put 2 tablespoons of sugar to combat the acid of it. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. And there it is. And this coleslaw, what makes it different is, I've got one of those little apple coring machines, the little hand crank ones, and I'll take and core a nice green Granny Smith apple and put it on the mandolin so I've got nice thin slices, and I put that right in the coleslaw. And you don't realize you're eating apples. You just wonder what that flavor is, and then all of a sudden it hits you. There's apples in my slaw. It makes a great summer slaw. It really does.
There's something about coleslaw. I only get it, I'm trying to remember, I wouldn't make it. I do like cabbage. I take cabbages and grow them. When I grow them in the garden, I take them as soon as they're ready, and I just chop them into pieces small enough to put Ken's Italian dressing on them, and that's what I eat. Everything, I don't really have salads per se. I'll take cucumbers or carrots or even beets. But they'll cook the beets. But in this case, the cabbage, and chop it up and put it. I love Ken's Italian dressing.
It is really good.
It really is. But you go
and
further.
It's highly loaded with sugar.
Well, of course it is. Right. All that stuff is loaded with sugar. So here I am. Am I being a hypocrite because I'm suggesting that I like something like that?
Well, it just acknowledges that it's hard. No matter how hard you try to do the right thing, it's still, you have to be careful. Things are sneaking in where you wouldn't expect them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably the bottom line.
But I do love cabbage. I'll come over and have some with you.
Yeah. But so, all right. So, Louie, in this now, again, you've got carrots. You've got red cabbage. What's the difference between red cabbage and green cabbage? I, the farmer, should know that, but I don't. Other than color, is there a different sort of, sometimes colors mean there's a different
mineral? A little bit. I would say the texture is different. Wouldn't you say, Louie? The green cabbage to me seems easier to kind of chew on it, right. Where you the purple seems to have a little thicker texture, maybe.
It's a little more crunch to it. They both have about 92% to 94% moisture content, but you get a little deeper flavor with the purple cabbage too. Mm-hmm. And I like to mix it because it does look good. You know, we do eat with our eyes.
All right, so the recipes that are there, the current recipes, you'll find all kinds of different categories in the Chef Louie box, the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com for appetizers, for different types of soups and salads and great entrees and desserts. Even drinks are highlighted there. In a moment, I want to get to the nitty-gritty with Louie for a couple of moments on whether or not the professional chefs really influence what goes on in your kitchen? Are you influenced by all these people on television, all these people who have columns? Do they really, Rachel Ray, does she influence you, or even Chef Louie? Does he influence you in how you decide what you're going to eat, cook, and eat? Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All right, Chef Louie's recipes at DougStephan.com. So are chefs as a collective influencing a lot of what goes on? You know, I mean, even not some of the famous ones. I remember walking, there's a Williams Sonoma on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. And there were supposedly celebrity chefs. I don't know who any of them were. But they were in there doing their thing. And I wondered if people actually go in, they watch these people, and whatever comes out of the lessons that they're teaching, they're always trying to sell something.
Mm-hmm.
But do people really, Jennifer, are you influenced by what Emeril does on television, or Rachel
yeah.
Ray? Or
actually, I think I'm a good cook because I would watch, well, first, my grandma taught me well, but
mm-hmm.
but I'd watch those little shows on the weekend here and there, and I think they give you good tips. Now, do I do the exact thing that they do? No, but I might pick up something or an idea that I would implement into my own recipe.
Mm-hmm. So is that the trend, Louie, do you think?
Well, I know for myself, you know, when I was very young, I'm talking 7, 8 years old,
yeah.
I started my love of cooking watching a gentleman by the name of Graham Carr.
Oh, my God, yes.
He's a native chef.
Yeah.
And that, I have to say that as far as influence, 100% Graham Carr. Later on, it was Julia Child, but Graham Carr just got me started, and I looked at him, I idolized the guy. I think he's great. And I love the way he masculinized being able to cook a meal for people. And then he'd pick people up from the audience and share the meal, and they'd laugh and they'd enjoy it. And that, to me, is what it was all about.
All right, now, then you just brought up, we only have a few seconds here, but I'm thinking about how many women, other than Julia Child, you know, Paula Deen's around, but aren't there many more men who are chefs, commercial
yes.
chefs, than women? Why is that?
Well, it would start it out to be because it's a heavy backbreaking job. It really is.
Really?
You know, and that's what started this whole thing. You know, and women cooked at home, men cooked for 50 people at a time. Uh-huh. Now you got people like Kat Cora, Nadia, you got all of these women now that are coming out cooking. They're doing a fantastic job. They're turning it on. They're turning the world upside down.
Yeah, right. All right.
Because of their presentation.
Check out Louie's recipes and lots of other great information on romance. You name it, we got it at DougStephan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Place. It's 53 after the hour, and on Fridays at this time, we invite Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher at bestfares.com, to come forward with news from the airline and travel industry, some of the big deals that he has that he's posted just for Doug Stephan listeners. You can go to DougStephan.com, find Tom's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and you'll see all of the special travel deals that are available for you if you're a listener to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The story on Southwest Airlines and its new policy announced this week, coming right up here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi, Tom Parsons here from BestFares.com. Southwest made news this week, suggesting in the headlines that you either show up for your flight or cancel it, or you will forfeit. And most of the other airlines already do this. So why is it big news for Southwest to go down this path, Tom?
Well, it's just something different to have it. You know, Southwest actually has, I believe, the best consumer policies when it comes to changing an airplane ticket, changing the name on an airplane ticket, which is difficult to do on another airline, and they don't charge you any money. But they're just saying, hey, look, guys, if you're going to fly us, we're giving you the free bags, we're giving you no change fees in this. Give us a courtesy call a minimum of 10 minutes before departure, or you're going to lose the whole price of your ticket. Okay, that's all they're asking. And look, American, Delta, United, all those guys have those same policies. You don't call them before the plane takes off, your ticket's forfeited 100% every dollar that you have in the bet in there. So it's something new. It won't kick in until September 13th, but it's a thing. But what also happened this weekend, three airlines, Delta, United, and U.S. Airways, have also changed their change policy or cancellation policy to $200 a ticket. Now, I was looking at airfares. I still believe this summer, folks, if you're flying with kids and families, you have to fly on a Tuesday, Wednesday. But when I looked at Dayton, Ohio, it's short haul. Dayton, Ohio to Baltimore, $118 if you fly on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and it's $278 if you fly any other day of the week. That's $170 for a short haul flight, $170-some difference, or $160-some difference per person. That's $600 for flying on a Tuesday, Wednesday versus that.
Saving money on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, so if you change that ticket, though, you call, let's say, U.S. Airways, they're gonna clip you for $200 to get rid of a $118 ticket. What do we call that, Doug, in the business?
Stupid.
A throwaway ticket.
Yeah. So what is that going to do, though? American and United, U.S. Air are merging, so...
I know. That's the story I'm writing. Actually, you might see that's the story I wrote in the Dallas Morning News for this weekend. Here's the sad part. U.S. Airways management team is leaving Phoenix, and they're coming to Dallas. And that's one thing I said. I hope they leave that policy back in Phoenix and don't even bring it to Dallas, because their policy is probably the worst. If you have a $1,500 airplane ticket to Europe this summer and you can't go, they're going to mandate that you pay $250 more up front to change that ticket. And then if your new ticket in September is $1,000 difference, you can use the $1,500, but the remaining $400, they just keep it and say, sorry, Charlie, you don't get the money back. On American, Delta, United, they take the $250 off your $1,500 ticket. Now you have $1,250, and any remaining balance after using it on the second ticket, you can. They'll give you what they call an MCO, or it's like a cash credit or something on that airline, and you can use the remaining balance to do whatever you want with it. I think that's kind of fair, but definitely not U.S. Airways policy. And that's what I'm hoping doesn't come to the world's largest airline sometime in the third quarter.
If it is, then it won't be the world's largest airline for long, because what they're banking on is having all this international, that's where the money is, international travel. If they screw around like that, the people aren't going to use that stuff. They won't. They just back away. Tom Parsons, check out his bestfares.com for...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.